This is sort of a pop-up food fight, you know, because it hasn't been on for a while. You know, so you're walking around and all of a sudden you go, oh, look, there's a food fight on WGN. It just sort of popped up. That's right. And tonight, the food fight welcomes to the what's wrong with my voice? Can you fix it, Lou? My voice sounds really scratchy.
Sure.
Absolutely. Has anybody asked you that?
You know what you need?
What do I do?
A Ricoli.
A what?
Ricoli.
Oh, you mean the cough drops.
Throat lozenge?
Yeah.
Ricoli.
Probably. So it's Lou Manfredini, who is the host of, listen to this. So he's on House Smarts Radio, Saturday mornings, WGN. He is a contributor to the NBC Today Show, a guest Friday on WGN TV, morning news,
yep.
Hosts the national home improvement program House Smarts TV, which airs in Chicago on WGN TV, and serves yep. as an Ace Hardware home expert. But wait, he runs a real estate management company and owns two hardware stores in Chicago. Other than that, you got absolutely nothing going on.
No, that's it. No, and what I wanted to do was be on with you on a Friday night. Or a Monday night. What is it?
Monday
I don't even
night.
Know what day it is.
That's okay. Well, yeah. You're perfect for this program, then.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you are. And they said that you wanted to talk about minestrone soup.
Mm.
And
which it sounds like you could use a bowl of right now.
I tell you, I should have a bowl of what I decided to go with the soup that my wife makes because I don't have any other, soup that comes to mind. I mean, nothing in a can or anything like that. But
are you not one that likes to cook in the kitchen?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not against it, but you won't find me there very often.
No,
I must say no.
Gosh. Wow.
So I was. It was pointed out to me that on YouTube. You are making minestrone soup. Okay, I'm not going to go through the whole thing.
No.
But,
no,
you know, I have a sensitive ear. And there's music playing
right.
in that.
I was worried when we, you know, so for the audience,
what?
For the listeners, in the what? In the fall and the winter,
yes.
almost every Saturday after my show, uh-huh. I'll go home. And the way I unwind, if I have a, you know, couple of hours, is I will put together a bunch of vegetables and I will make minestrone soup.
Right.
And I will bring it to a boil and then let it simmer. And then once it cools, I put it in a bunch of containers and I bring it to aunts and uncles and father-in-laws and mother-in-laws and our kids. So, you know, while I'm doing it, I've got music in the background. And then when my producer Lindsay and I were putting this together, I go, we're going to get in trouble with having that music in the background?
Well, you could, but nobody's going to. No. So I'm listening to it, and I go, well, wait a minute. What song is that? So I go back and listen again, and this. Yeah.
You're playing this on WLS back when in the day.
Making some minestrone with Fleetwood Mac as the background. tell us about the minestrone, I guess, would be the next thing.
So, this is, you know, I'm a son of Italian immigrants. My mother was a fabulous cook. My father did not cook, but I would, you know, occasionally help my mom out in the kitchen. And she used to make minestrone soup, and she told me that you can put anything in a minestrone soup, which was very, very immigrant-esque with whatever you had laying around. That's what you'd put in the soup. And so it varies, but it always starts with onions and garlic, and there will be some carrots that I will chop up really finely to put in there. I will put zucchini. I will put leeks. That's kind of the secret ingredient, leeks. And I'll do tomatoes, crushed tomatoes, which I squeeze through my fingers to kind of give it some texture. And And it's and then you just add all kinds of different vegetables. I've used green beans. I've used asparagus. You really can do anything. And then I'll typically add either a white bean that I've soaked the night before, or I will use lentils in the soup as well.
Right.
And then the other thing too, to bring in a little color, is I will do about a teaspoon of turmeric.
Oh, yes. Good old turmeric.
The old turmeric gives you a little bit of a yellowish brown color. It's really nice. And they tell me that it's also anti-inflammatory.
So yes, it is. Allegedly.
Right. Allegedly, right.
Yeah. I figured out what's wrong with my voice. I'm coming out of COVID. I'm good. I mean, I'm not running a temperature or anything like that. But, you know, that Paxlovid, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right.
So I finished it last night, and my voice has been all over the place. I was on the air Thursday night. I sounded like Barry White. I mean, I had pipes. I thought, man, I hope that this side effect of COVID lasts forever. And it didn't, obviously. So I think that that's part of what's going on.
Yeah.
At any rate, so I thought I'd throw that in there as some sort of lame excuse. So my wife makes homemade soup. And you know what? Listening to your approach to minestrone, they're very similar. Okay. Sure. So she has farm to table, natural foods, vegetarian, vegetable soup. The soup base is vegetable, mushroom, spinach, carrots, zucchini. Does this sound familiar?
Yeah,
cauliflower,
yeah.
Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, onion, corn, peas, potatoes, whatever is handy. Prefer small reds, Yukon, Goldens, rice, cooked infused with water, soy sauce, tamari sauce, or pasta leftovers.
Yeah.
Beans. You said beans? Lentils, black beans, red beans, lima beans. And it's good stuff.
Yeah.
So
my biggest challenge when I make the soup is that I have a lot of vegetarians in my family, which is why I always do minestrone. And I have a lot of people that have gluten allergies. And I have to be careful. Like, I can't put pasta unless it's a gluten-free pasta. But that I found that when you put gluten-free pasta, it gets a little gummy and it doesn't taste good. So I try and do everything gluten-free, and it's always a big winner. It's very funny. You know, John, when you give people leftovers a lot of times in like a Tupperware container, you'll never see it again. And so what I tell people is, I go, you know, if you want more soup, you got to bring me the containers back.
That's right.
And they always come back. Right.
Well, that's good to know. So we've got Lou's minestrone and my wife's vegetable soup, let's call it that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll have more of both when we come back on 720 WGN. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yes, and the other designated hitter is Lou Manfredini from House Smarts and You're Smart and Ace Hardware and owning a real estate company and having a family and making minestrone soup. So here is something I do regularly when possible at this point in the food fight. See if I can find any songs that had to do with anything that we're talking about.
Oh.
And there was an album years ago by a group called 10cc.
Sure.
Yeah. So they had this album called The Original Soundtrack, and on it, they're a little off-center 10cc. But I like them. Yeah, that's Life as a Minestrone. And that's the entire, it's the beginning, middle, and end of the musical contribution to tonight's food fight. I got a story that's been rummaging around in the back of my head because I've been listening to you for years.
Well, I could say the same about you, sir.
Well, yes, thank you. And I've been on WGN at various times over the past, I don't know, two decades. I've been here for, right.
Sure.
So one of the times that I'm on, they tell me that Lou's coming on. And I go, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this clip from Moonstruck where the father's a plumber.
Oh, yeah.
And he does the, see, remember?
Right.
And he does this whole thing in the movie about copper and plumbing and all this stuff.
Right.
And I played this clip for Lou and he goes, John, we don't do that anymore. And I'm like, oh, Thanks for bringing me up to speed. I feel really good right now.
That's a great scene. That's a great scene.
Yeah.
That's the actor that played the father was
Vincent Gardenia, I believe. I'm close to something like that.
Something like that. Right.
He's great.
Right. Yeah.
He's great.
Really good.
We don't have any winners or losers on this, do we, Jack?
We do. 62% for your wife's soup.
Wow. All right. I'm going to default.
She'll be very happy. You know, I one thing that has always, when I listen to you, that I marvel at is the instantaneous answer you have to any question. Wow. About any topic. How can you do that? I mean, obviously you know your business and everything. That's one thing. But to be able to sum it up instantaneous answers to listeners' questions about... Did you hear that? It's my wife screaming in the other room. it's astounding.
Yeah. You know, I years ago... when I started, you know, I was blessed, and even now, right, I get to work with a lot of really talented tradespeople, and I'm just a sponge, and I ask a ton of questions. And for some reason, I mean, I joke about this, that I can remember and recall that information. And I've also, you know, done a lot of this, and I've made a lot of mistakes. So it isn't, I mean, I've always been a hands-on guy. I'm still doing it to this day. I'm still remodeling and learning and trying new stuff. I mean, the things that we have to be able to get this work done now based on what I was able to do 30 years ago is remarkable. And so, you know, my wife will remind me that I will forget to bring the laundry up from the basement, but I can tell you that, you know, the right kind of caulk to use around the tub and this and that, and then describe it in detail. And it just sort of comes to me, and I've been lucky enough to, do it on WGN for 30 years.
I know. So the text line, I got something from Deanna, 630. Please ask Lou what I should use to get mineral buildup from Lake Michigan water off my acrylic-soaked sink. See? There you go.
Right. well, the you got to be careful with the acrylic because you can stain it, but there is this cleaner, lightweight oil that I really like. It's actually made in Michigan called Superzilla. And if you spray it around the acrylic and where the faucet is and let it sit there for about 5 or 7 minutes and then use a plastic scrubbing pad, it should literally come right off.
I rest my case. Unbelievable. When did you start cooking? I mean, did you say you were, you were a Italian background, right?
Yeah, my folks were off the boat. And so,
So that's cooking is like, and food
that was,
is,
right. And I would be helping my mother in the kitchen, you know, here and there. And, but then I really have a love for it. And so for me, I mean, I, you know, of course I'll grill things and smoke things and that kind of stuff, but I'm not a baker. That is something I would like to learn how to do, and try, but, I will make homemade sauces. We make homemade pizza. I'll make dough. And, our kids for Father's Day got me one of these, pizza ovens so you can make, you know, wood-fired pizza.
And yes, indeed. Delicious. I do know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Fun. Oh, my gosh. And so I just enjoy it. And it's really, for me, it's a great... You know what it is? It's really, quite frankly, like building a house because you start with the foundation and then you work through it. And then it's just, for me, it's very relaxing.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. And if you think about making something else and you want to talk about that, and I'm talking about food...
Right.
You are more than welcome to come back anytime, Lou. I'm a big fan.
I'll right back at you. Always nice to be on with you, John. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, and you too. There he goes.